The former Conklin Brothers Carpet Warehouse at 7th and B Streets in downtown Santa Rosa is a big empty rectangle.
We're in a 4,500 square foot former warehouse space with 20 foot tall ceilings. It's about 95 feet long by about 42 feet wide. We have 10 skylights that bring natural light into the space, and we have 16 foot tall walls along the sides. It's a very flexible space.
In this space, Diane Evans sees the future, which begins this weekend with the official opening of the new Art Museum of Sonoma County. Evans is executive director of the new gallery and its sister facility, now renamed the History Museum of Sonoma County.
The Sonoma County Museum has for a long time been a dual mission museum, both art and history. And we're changing the name, doing business as the Museums of Sonoma County, and that'll be the umbrella organization for two new museums, the History Museum of Sonoma County in the old post office building, and the Art Museum of Sonoma County in the new facility at 505 B Street.
She says it's good for each one to have its own space and identity.
History museums tend to have longer-term exhibitions with relatively fixed or stage set type displays, and art museums tend to be much more frequently changed out, usually with clean walls and very flexible space. And the art mission is going to be a national, international mission rather than strictly a regional mission.
To announce that wider focus, the new art museum's first show will feature prints by 36 important artists over the past 60 years. It's called Andy Warhol to Carol Walker, Picturing the Iconic. All 90 pieces on display have been drawn from the private collection of Jordan D. Schnitzer of Portland, Oregon. Speaking with Charles Sipos on KRCB's Curtain Call earlier this week, Schnitzer credited Evans with assembling the exhibit.
When Diane Evans called up and said, "We're having a grand opening. We understand you've had a number of exhibitions around the country. Could we borrow some work?" I said, "You bet. Whatever you want." So she came up and she went through a number of binders. And next thing I knew, I saw a list in front of me of amazing work, beautifully selected, and she said, "Is this okay?" And I said, "You bet."
Schnitzer recalled being introduced to art as a young boy, largely through the gallery his mother owned, and he urged that local children be taken to see this show.
"Bring your kids and let them just run around, and you watch how they'll run over and look at this work, and it does amazing things. Art is the last refuge where, whether you're 2 months old or 102, no one can tell you what you see, what you think, what you feel is wrong."
The iconic exhibit will be open to the public on Sunday, following special grand opening events on Friday and Saturday. The show will remain up through May 24th. Evans expects that it and the museum will draw new visitors to downtown Santa Rosa.
By putting the museum here, we now have the entire block on 7th Street. So I think what it'll do is really bring a lot more traffic downtown and hopefully to the region as well.
And one of the first of those new visitors will be Jordan Schnitzer.
"There's no one that's more excited about going to the opening because I get to see all this work that I love that usually is in storage. There's no greater joy for me than first seeing the art, but then sharing it with others is even better. Hopefully I'll be the first one in the door to see it."
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.